Special guests today on the Saturday Cafe are Carol Harley, Dana Abel, Chris Kokish, and Laura Marin. Misty River, welcome back to the Saturday Cafe.
Okay, it's great to be back. Thanks, Frank.
So you had a Farewell For Now tour in 2011. Is this your Back Together For Now?
Right. Well, for now. We actually played a year ago in Eugene as well, but this is the first time we've been together since then.
Particularly appropriate as a Mother's Day show. You started out as a mom, a daughter, mom's music student, and a friend that they met at the... And now you're pretty much all moms?
Well, we're getting there. It's true. We have our mother and daughter, Carol Harley and Laura Morin. And then I had two children. Dana had two children. They're now ages 11 and 8.
Oh, yikes.
And now we've heard that our fiddle player, Chris Kokish, has... a baby on the way.
That's right, October.
So she is a mother to be.
Complete set.
And then Laura Morin has an almost 3-year-old, and she has a baby on the way as well.
Yeah. My dreams are coming true.
You're no longer the band mama, you're the band grandma.
Yay.
Right. It's been 17 years since that first open mic.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of great things have happened in that time, the 5 albums, the DVD. I don't think we ever talked about the China trip, though.
Ooh. That was a highlight for us.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
That's a good question. We had a relationship with a booking agent, and he got wind of this festival, International Music Festival in Shanghai.
It was a contest, I think.
Yeah.
And he submitted.
He submitted our stuff, and then we were selected to be the Americana music representative. There were bands from all over the world there. Mm-hmm. And at the time, actually, Carol had just been diagnosed with leukemia, so we weren't quite sure if we would be able to go. But in the end, she bucked up, and her doctor gave us his well wishes, and we just went and had the best time ever.
Did you get to jam with people with all sorts of strange instruments?
They kept us too busy for that.
Oh. Yeah.
We made friends with other bands.
Yeah, we particularly jammed with a group called Molly's Revenge from California.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And became buddies with them.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Each band had an interpreter from China. We loved our interpreter, Sunny, so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we mentioned Carol's leukemia. Leukemia, still in remission?
I am. I'm in remission as long as I take my Gleevec, which is the drug that they, OHSU, Dr. Drucker's team, discovered. And so that keeps me alive, and I take my pill every day, and I will until I'm 98 or something. I hope to live a long time.
You have been in the Misty Mamas outside of Misty River. Are they still running?
You bet. Yep, we still are. Misty Mamas up in Vancouver, Portland, and we need to get down to Eugene and do some shows.
I should think so.
We'll make that happen.
I know a radio station that would be happy to host you on the air. Well, it's a Mother's Day show. We should have a Mother's Day song. Chris?
Yeah, we're going to do a song that I wrote for my mom. This is a song that I wrote about 10 years ago, I guess, now. It was because... my parents at the time were moving from the house that I grew up in Oklahoma. They were downsizing and moving to Boston. And so I went home. They said, come home and get your stuff. And so my brother and I did. And while we were cleaning out, my mom found her old wedding dress. Well, her wedding dress. And we were looking at it. I'd never seen it up close. And it's a beautiful dress. She said, is this something you would ever want to wear? And I said, no, not really. And she said, I totally understand. That's fine. But I don't think I need to keep it anymore. She said, that was a great day. And I've had, even greater days since then. And so I don't think I need to hang on to this. And I had been telling her about some of the vintage shops in Portland. I had moved to Portland not too long, and had been there not too long since. So she said, well, why don't you take this dress up to Portland and you sell it at a vintage store, and you can put that money towards a guitar that I know you've been wanting to buy. So I did. I bought a guitar, but that dress is still in our family. You can probably imagine why.
Is this the guitar?
This is the guitar that I bought. So we're going to do that song. It's called A Box of Lace.
2, 3, 4.
House is sold, it's almost moving day. We're cleaning out things from yesterday. Mom's in the closet with her old hope chest. She finds a box with her wedding dress. Worn just once and then packed away. Safely sealed behind cellophane, while love and marriage grew and changed, the wedding dress remained. There's a handful of heart, a heart full of faith, a flicker of hope, and a moment of grace. There's a gentle Saturday, and the TV's on, with old home movies from when I was young. And I look now like my mother did then. She was so young with two children. Thank you.
How long did she cry when you first played that song for her?
I think I cried longer than she did. Yes. The first time I played that for her, I just lost it, and Dana had to sing almost the whole thing.
Well, I'm misting up a little here, too, which is appropriate, because my guests today on the Saturday Cafe are Misty River, back for a Mother's Day weekend mini reunion tour of Eugene and Vancouver, Washington. They're performing tonight at 7:30 at the First Christian Church, 1166 Oak Street in Eugene. Well, when you're together again for the first time in a while, do you tend to default to all the old favorite songs, or do you bring new songs and shake your audience up a little bit?
Well, yeah. It's a combination of the two. This time we have a couple new songs. Let's see, Chris has a song that she's doing that she does with a duo called the Barn Birds.
Oh, yes, Jonathan.
So I'm doing that one with her. It was at Desert Rose.
Uh-huh. Nice,
Hello.
Carol's going to do a song that she does with the Misty Mamas, and so we're going to do yodel. What is that? The cactus are in
yodel.
Bloom. Yeah. Carol's going to do some yodeling. And then
Bill Monroe version of Jimmy Rogers.
And your great-grandfather was a
yodeler.
Champion yodeler.
So yes, he was.
It's genetic.
Right.
And now you, too.
Oh, I should be a yodeler.
Yeah, well.
Look out. Look out, Scheller.
It's just so much more portable than an upright bass.
Yeah, hey, this is my new thing.
So we have a few new songs, and then I've been teaching ukulele lessons here in Eugene to kids, and cool. So I have a group of 8 kids coming on and doing Willie Nelson's On the Road Again with us.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm.
They're going to join us for Homegrown Tomatoes.
Excellent.
And then we're going to do John Lennon's Imagine. And so those are all new ones that this band has just learned in the last, 24
day.
Hours.
Speaking of little ones joining you, are children?
Mm-hmm.
Laura, are your kids going to be joining on? Is your kid going to join on stage as Dana's children?
Yep. Yes. So we have Laura's almost 3-year-old, mm-hmm. Lewis Morin, is going to be playing rhythm.
Right.
And
a rhythm in any event.
That's right. And my daughter Edie is going to lead a song that I wrote for her a few years ago. She's going to lead the dance movements to that for the kids that are there. And then my son Baird is going to be playing ukulele with the rest of my ukulele students on a couple songs.
Well, very excited to see and hear them all. Also very excited to have you back in the studio. Once again, you're always welcome, you know that. And since I picked up my tomato starts today at the farmer's market, it's perfectly appropriate to go out on this song, I should think. Absolutely. Introduce it, would you?
Yes, they were going to do Guy Clark's Homegrown Tomatoes. Yeah. There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer, all winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about that, sweating and digging, every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, what would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only 2 things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes, yeah. Nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in I'd be a Johnny Tomato seed, cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard, you see. Yeah. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery, cause out in the garden would be much better. I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Yeah, Frank. Misty River with an anonymous stranger joining in on the last chorus. They're performing tonight at First Christian Church, 1166 Oak Street in Eugene, 7:30. Doors open at 7. Thank you again, ladies. It is so wonderful having you back.
Thank you. Thank you. Our pleasure. It's good to be back.